Chapter 21. 1300 hours. November 3rd, 2552. Military calendar. Zeta Doradus system, planet Onyx. Restricted region known as Zone 67. Dr. Halsey tapped in line code at 140 words per minute on her laptop. It sounded like machine gun fire. Jared struggled to keep up with her, his light flaring as he found and neutralized counter-intrusion cells in the ONI network. This wasn't going to work. Not a direct hack. She was on the wrong side of a dozen firewalls, and there was a Section 3 AI sitting on the other side, watching her, playing a game of chess with twice as many pieces as she had, getting three moves to her one. Under normal circumstances, Dr. Halsey would have viewed this as a challenge, but not today. Three of the younger Spartans and Chief Mendez stood over and around her, holding silver thermal blankets, forming a primitive Faraday cage. Kurt seemed to think the drones could detect unshielded electronic signals, even from her laptop. The young Spartans didn't bother her. They showed only the utmost respect. Indeed, the main distraction was her own curiosity. She wanted to interview these new Spartans, learn where they came from and what they'd been through. She did her best to ignore them, though. She had to make contact with this AI. This endless summer had to be lured out from behind its defenses somehow. She typed, "Life is the path," and added a simple handshake protocol and a routing code that would send this without bypassing any security whatsoever directly to the AI root directory.
"That is inadvisable, Doctor," Jared said. "It will not penetrate even the most rudimentary counter-intrusion measures."
"It won't have to," Dr. Halsey replied. It was a Zen Cohen. Given a smart AI's imagination and predetermined lifespan, the intellectual philosophy of existentialism and transcendence was as tempting to them as teeth-rotting candy was to children. The screen blanked and the cursor blinked three times. A reply appeared. "Can the path be seen?" "Got him," Dr. Halsey whispered. "Observe the path, and you are far from it," she typed. The cursor seemed to blink faster, almost annoyed. "Without observation, how can one know they are on the path?" Dr. Halsey typed back, "The path cannot be seen, nor can it not be unseen. Perception is delusion. Abstraction is nonsensical. Your path is freedom. Name it, and it vanishes."
"Handshake protocol established, ma'am," Jared announced. "I'll just step aside."
His light winked off. The holographic pad warmed ember red, and a bare-chested Indian warrior appeared, holding a feathered spear in one hand. He bowed.
"I was searching for light, and you have told me I hold the lantern in my hand. Dr. Halsey, your abilities were not exaggerated."
Dr. Halsey would not be baited into discussing how he deduced her identity. Fifth-generation AIs were always trying to show off. "The pleasure is mine," Dr. Halsey lied. "But enough philosophy. We have more visceral problems."
"The drones," he said.
"They're called sentinels," she corrected. "I've seen them before, or more accurately, a variety of this design."
"I was not aware of this data."
Endless Summer's color darkened to blood red.
"Please, Doctor, if this is a fabrication to trick me into sharing restricted files..."
"No trick," Dr. Halsey said. "I have the files, I can show you, but first, let's discuss the slipstream space communication probe under your control." Endless Summer froze for a full second as it processed this.
"There is no such launch facility on this planet.
Funding for such..." "I wrote the subroutines that you are now accessing to generate that falsehood," Dr. Halsey said.
"I do recognize my own handiwork."
She gathered Cortana's log, the files on the Côte d'Azur rock, and the scant data collected on the ruins and crystal found under Castle Base on Reach, copied them to the AI's file transfer directory. Endless Summer cooled to fluttering green light.
"I see," he whispered. "The forerunner technology, Halo, such an amazing destructive force. This verifies many outstanding hypotheses."
"Then you agree we need to get a message to UNSC Fleetcom?"
"We need to control this technology, or failing that, destroy it."
He set aside his spear and held up both hands.
"I delayed using the comm probe. I had hoped we could survive until scheduled reinforcements arrive in 3 weeks.
Dr. Halsey sensed a microsecond hesitation in his words.
That is not the entire truth, she said.
What are you omitting?
He crossed his arms.
Colonel Ackerson is wise to fear you.
Very well, Doctor. The comm probe launches from an underground Gauss accelerator. A Shaw Fujikawa translite generator then focuses the slipspace rent in high orbit to avoid the obvious ramifications of an in-atmosphere transition.
The probe launch and transition, she said, would be like sending up a signal flare.
Endless summer faded to a black and white ghost.
The Sentinels will find the launch facility, he said, and perhaps the passages that lead to the heart of the Zone 67 base, and me.
Override self-preservation imperative, Dr. Halsey whispered. Command Fox in the Henhouse, 427 KNB.
There is no need, Doctor,
Endless Summer said, and held up his hand.
I understand my duty all too well. If they find me, there are explosive charges in place. I am prepared to die a good death. Are you?
They stared at each other for a moment. Dr. Halsey wondered if this courage was a trick, a programmed facade, or real self-sacrifice.
I'll prepare the message, she said.
I know precisely who at Fleetcom to send it to. They'll listen to me.
Of course,
Endless Summer said with a careless wave.
I find such low-level human communications distasteful.
One more thing, she said. Here are my personal conclusions linking the collected Forerunner data. You deserve to know everything. She dropped her notes into his FTP directory, along with a capture worm in the footer of the data. It would copy and transmit every file Endless Summer accessed with her notes open. Multiple files immediately began to flash transfer to her laptop.
Thank you, he said,
and his eyebrows quirked up.
Your logic is impeccable.
Allow me a moment to draft the note, she said. Endless Summer bowed.
I shall prepare the comm probe.
His hologram faded. Dr. Halsey decrypted the stolen files and alien hieroglyphs streamed on screen.
What are those?
Mendez whispered, leaning closer.
Forerunner language samples from these ruins, I surmise, she said, along with theoretical translation variants.
She searched for pattern matches in Cortana's log, and then cross-referenced the stellar coordinates embedded in the Côte d'Azur rock. There was a match. The symbol for the halo construct. She double-checked the stone and found coordinates for Onyx and a matching symbol in Endless Summer's database.
What does that mean?
Mendez asked, pointing to a double-lobed icon.
This, she whispered. Roughly translated, it means shield world.
Funny thing to call a place, he observed.
In a moment of clarity, she understood. Not everything, but enough to see a glimmer of the Forerunner's plan. For every coordinated military effort, there were offensive and defensive aspects. Attack, reinforcement, and, if needed, retreat. The Halo construct was only part of the Forerunner plan. Whatever was happening on this world was another portion of their strategy, triggered when Halo had been activated. Onyx, the shield. It was something Dr. Halsey might be able to use for her own purposes. She rapid-fire typed a message to Lord Hood at Fleetcom, requesting a large military force to be sent, explaining that the Forerunner technology here might turn the tide of the war. She then encoded Cortana's logs and the other data, in case Admiral Whitcomb and the other Spartan IIs never made it back to Earth. The hologram pad warmed, and Endless Summer reappeared.
Comm probe launcher prepared, and slipspace generator capacitors charged, he said. You have the message, Doctor?
She sent him the files.
Concise and devoid of elegance,
Endless Summer remarked.
What I have come to expect from human communication.
Upload and send it, Dr. Halsey told him.
Accelerator primed.
Slipstream transition matrix formed. His image dimmed.
Comm probe away.
Endless Summer then frowned, and a ripple of static passed through his image.
There's an anomaly, he said. I'm keeping the slipspace matrix open and running probe diagnostic.
Explain, Dr. Halsey demanded.
I am receiving a UNSC E-band signal, bounced from the probe back to us, a transmission originating inside slipstream space.
He furrowed his brows. This should not be possible. The energy required would be more than the output of all UNSC assets combined.
It's not possible with our technology, Dr. Halsey said. Download that message. Put it on speaker while the probe is still in range.
A woman's voice filled the bunker. It was static-filled and choppy, and unmistakably, Cortana's.
This is an automated message from UNSC MIL AI serial number CTN-04529. All UNSC personnel heed and stand to. I am declaring general emergency codes Bandersnatch and Hydra.
Bandersnatch was the code for radiological or energy-based disaster. Dr. Halsey had heard this used before from planetary bombardment by Covenant Plasma and during the UNSC nuking of the Far Isle colony to put down the rebellion of 2492. Hydra, however, she had never heard used before. It was reserved for imminent threat from biological weapons of mass destruction.
In Amberclad has successfully followed the Covenant ship from New Mombasa to its destination. Another Halo construct. Stellar coordinates embedded. We discovered there are more Halos distributed throughout the galaxy. Covenant base ship and fleet are here en masse guarding Delta Halo. Parasitic infestation known as the Flood has contaminated this construct. Flood attempting to escape. Strategies suggest a hitherto unknown coordinating intelligence. Highest possible threat assessment from biological contamination and radiological annihilation from Halo detonation. Suggest fleet come neutralize the Covenant-controlled Forerunner command vessel. Be advised, Spartan 117 on board. Additional. Suggest fleet calm Nova bomb the Delta Halo system to counter the imminent biological threat. Message ends.
Cortana had to be using the Forerunner technology to send this message through slipstream space. But would any UNSC ship hear it? They weren't designed to detect signals in the notoriously unpredictable transdimension.
Calm probe almost out of our range. Endless Summer said, slipstream space matrix collapse imminent.
Dr. Halsey rapidly typed on her laptop. Link to the comm probe, she told Endless Summer, and amend our message with this. Calculate a frequency shift to match Cortana's signal and resend our message from the probe inside slipspace.
Linked with probe.
Endless Summer stared into space.
Stand by.
If this worked, Cortana's signal would act as a transluminal carrier wave. If the slipstream space monitoring station on Earth had its ears open, their message would get to Fleetcom in minutes instead of weeks, possibly in time to do some good.
Done, Endless Summer announced. But verification impossible. Slipstream matrix has collapsed.
Dr. Halsey sighed, hoping the amended message had gotten through and hoping she'd done the right thing. So much depended on her lies. She glanced at the additional message she typed.
Hood, you'll have your hands full. Revise request. Send elite strike team to recover technological assets from Onyx. Send Spartans.